The playoffs are upon us. This is the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark. Reliance Stadium will be loud on Saturday, and that's what you want to hear.
You definitely have to have the fans behind you, Drew, and I think playing into that is the Texans getting off to a good start. Helps them win, helps everybody be happy. And let's face it, these games they've lost, they haven't gotten a lead. It's not like they've blown leads in losing four games this season or three out of their last four. They haven't blown leads, except for that minor lead they had against the Indianapolis Colts. They just haven't been able to get on top of the opponent and play Texans football that we always talk about with the pass rush, with the running game. So get off to a good start. That's crucial. Get the fans on board and try to cruise to a victory.
It's a small sample size, two games, but we've seen the old cliche, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, hold true for the three most notable Texans, I guess, externally, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, J.J. Watt. Not necessarily in that order, but those guys are going to need to duplicate what they did last year.
Yeah, and add Matt Schaub into the mix. Mm-hmm. Your quarterback is making his first ever playoff start. We sometimes forget about this and losing it in the mix of this year's stories. Matt Schaub in the postseason for the first time ever. Let's see how he responds. I know it hasn't been a great four-game stretch for Matt, but here's a chance to erase all of that. You play well in a postseason game and move on, you're going to really change the way people think. And look, Matt Schaub, I think, has had a pretty good season overall. 4,000 yards for the third time in his career, but he admits he's got to play better than he has down the stretch. The whole team does, because it's an all phases thing, Drew. They got to get clicking right now. It's the year zero. You just start fresh from here and make the best of the situation.
Hey, speaking of all phases, how magnified is the importance of special teams in the playoffs?
Well, too many times the Texans have started drives inside their 20. Too many times the opponent has started drives outside their 20, meaning your kick coverage and return game has not been where it needs to be. Somehow they got to flip it around, whether it's Daniel Manning doing it, but it's not just the return guy, because I think Keyshawn's pretty good. You've got to get blocking up front, and you can't allow, like they did against the Colts, the kick return for a touchdown. They've got a good punt return man in Adam, formerly known as Pac-Man Jones. Got to find a way to play well on special teams. It's part of the three phases, after all.
Texans and Bengals, listen to Mark and Andre Ware, 3:30 on Saturday. This has been Vandermeer's Take.